I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. On Friday, Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker spoke at the ribbon cutting for Lake House, the new mental health crisis center that's opening soon. The place was packed with well-wishers.
It is very gratifying to see all the people here. One lady told me a few minutes ago, it's like a Christmas present here to Polson, Montana, and that's very true.
The 8-bed Lake House facility provides an alternative to the way many people in Montana have been and still are treated when they're suicidal or in a mental health crisis. That often means being taken into custody by police and sometimes being driven hundreds of miles to the state hospital at Warm Springs. Or they may end up in an emergency room that's not set up to give them the help they need. Sometimes they're left with family or friends to do the best they can. Lake House will offer 24-hour response by mental health professionals who can offer help close to home. Governor Steve Bullock also spoke at the event.
Collectively, the community recognized a need that exists and developed truly a community-centered solution. Then you went ahead and you figured out a way to make it happen. From Lake County commissioners to the Tribal Health to Providence St. Joseph to Western Montana, mental health, you saw a need in the community and you came together and said, we can address this need.
That is a very short summary of how Lake House came to be and who made it happen. It took years of work by local political and law enforcement leaders, by healthcare professionals and community foundations, and a pair of banks. The latest chapter happened in this year's legislative session. Hamilton Republican Representative Ron Eli sponsored 3 mental health bills to help provide part of the funding to open Lake House. On Friday, Eli was quick to say that he was just building on work from previous legislative sessions dating back to at least 2009.
I'm very fortunate as Ron Eli to be able to carry the bills that came forth, but those bills came out of a bipartisan interim committee from 2013. These bills that helped bring this place to fruition, they cleared the House 100%, 100-0. There was not one no vote.
Lake House cost $1.72 million to build. That money came from a variety of sources, about half of it alone from First Security Bank. It'll also take a collective effort to fund its continued operations. The operator is Western Montana Mental Health Center, and an executive with that organization says the Medicaid expansion Montana lawmakers passed this year will make a big difference. Some operating money will come from the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Kevin Howlett is the health director for the tribes.
We make have pledged an annual contribution to this facility to the tune of $60,000 a year from the tribe for its operation. It would have been very difficult for any one entity to try and pull it off, but collectively we found a way to get it done.
Howlett said he's very happy that there's now a mental health crisis center on the Flathead Reservation, one that'll be available to anyone because, he says, behavioral health problems affect people of all ethnic backgrounds.
Talking about people that might be drugged up and wanting to end their life, talking about people who have a history of post-traumatic stress that just find it really difficult to deal with day-to-day situations. There's so many compounding problems, notwithstanding, methamphetamine and other things. So, I mean, it's a complicated system, and the solutions are going to be complicated.
And for people that were in that situation before this facility existed, what happened to them?
Some of them are gone. Some of them I knew very personally. It just wasn't there. The help wasn't there they needed, and that's tragic.
I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.